USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
New home sales fell sharply in June. Government figures showing sales of new homes dropping by 6.6% at the annual rate of 667,000 units last month. The median price of a new home sold in June was just under $362,000. A new report by Senate Republicans claims the Biden administration spent $2 billion to halt construction of former President Trump's border wall. This as the crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border continues. Republican Senator John Kennedy tells Fox and Friends,
there's a reason that there's a border wall between North and South Korea. There's a reason that France has a border wall, and Bulgaria and Morocco. Okay. Border walls work. And we've had a border wall for 30 years in America. Every president since then has supported it.
This is USA Radio News.
They're calling it the new socialism. More and more Democratic lawmakers want everyone to get a basic income, even if they don't work. Free health care, free college, and more. Now, every night this week, Rob Schmidt is on Newsmax pushing back on the new socialism and its leaders like AOC and Bernie Sanders. Joe Biden's spending programs are already costing you trillions as inflation is soaring. If you care about your money, you need to watch Rob Schmidt tonight. Find out why socialism doesn't really work and how it actually can cost you a lot. Get Newsmax TV on all major cable systems. If your operator doesn't carry it, call them and demand Newsmax or you can switch. Also, find Newsmax for free on most streaming systems like Roku, Samsung, LG, Pluto, Zumo, and more. Or download the free Newsmax app on your phone and watch it anywhere. More than 30 million Americans are tuning into Newsmax because it's news they can trust.
Republicans on Capitol Hill are pressing President Biden to push China regarding the origins of COVID-19.
Finding the true cause of COVID-19 is the only way to be stronger from the pandemic. Iowa Congresswoman Marionette Miller Meeks tells Fox News, now is the time for President Biden to put pressure on stonewalling China.
President Biden has an opportunity also to bring other countries and bring allies on board and the international community on board to ask for an investigation and information from the laboratory that we do not have, because this is important. It's important for public health, not only here in the United States, but also abroad.
China officials are adamant the virus started in the wild and not the Wuhan lab being eyed by American scientists. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A caravan of protesters from South Florida is rallying for Cuban freedom on Monday. The group making its way to Washington, D.C. after protests broke out in Cuba earlier this month. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
If you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater. Available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
President Biden and Vice President Harris are marking the 31st anniversary of the Americans with Disabilities Act.
Many of us can still recall in America where a person with disability was denied service in restaurants and grocery stores.
During a White House ceremony, Biden noting he co-sponsored the original legislation when he was in the Senate. Biden adding that improving the lives of disabled Americans is far from over.
Thanks to this movement that spans all races, beliefs, backgrounds, and generations, we're once again making progress together.
Police in Texas are finding creative ways to arrest illegal immigrants in their state.
The state of Texas has started using a new tool to fight the influx of illegal border crossings into their state. Last week, state law enforcement began arresting illegal migrants on trespassing charges, part of Governor Greg Abbott's plan to stem the flow of migrants into Texas. Attorney General Ken Paxton tells Fox News that the state has taken this approach because the federal government has refused to fulfill its duty to secure the border.
You know, it's slow at first. I mean, we're just beginning this process. We've been forced into this. Governor Abbott just started this process, and he's been forced into it because the federal government, as you can see, as your reporter just showed, they are not doing the job, and they have no interest in doing the job, and they continue to invite people to cross the border. To the detriment of this country and even maybe to the detriment of some of these immigrants.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.